Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, just 30% of the government's target for new social homes was met in the first 9 months of this year, according to new figures from the Department of Housing. Eoghan Brin, a TD for Sinn Féin and spokesperson on housing, joins us. Your reaction to these figures, Eoghan?
Well, the Department of Housing released three sets of figures yesterday. One, as you say, to show that only 30% of the new build social housing targets had been delivered by the end of the third quarter. But also the social or the affordable rental and affordable purchase schemes are way behind. And the number of secondhand acquisitions, these are key kind of homeless prevention supports, is down dramatically on last year. So what's clear at this stage, even though we don't have the final quarter figures, is the government are not going to meet their social or their affordable housing targets for 2025. That would be the fifth year in a row. Those are targets, of course, that are too low to begin with. And the human consequence of that is council waiting lists will get longer, the number of adults and children in emergency accommodation will continue to grow, and house prices and rents will continue to rise in the absence of government affordable schemes. So unfortunately, particularly for those in acute housing need or at risk of homelessness, yesterday's figures are not good news.
Why are they falling short in your view?
So I've been making the very same point for a very long time. There is far too much red tape and bureaucracy imposed both by the Department of Housing and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform on our local authorities and approved housing bodies. And that just slows down the delivery of projects. In fact, from August of last year to May and June of this year, there was a huge delay in approvals from the Department of Housing for social affordable housing projects, which will impact on next year's pipeline. But also it is important to acknowledge that the targets themselves are too low. The target for this year for social housing is 10,000. If we want to reduce homelessness and shorten local authority housing waiting lists, we need at least 15,000 social homes a year. And on the affordable side, the targets are only 4,500 affordable rental and affordable purchase homes this year. We need more than double that. And of course, the homes need to be genuinely affordable, unlike the government schemes. So there's a lack of ambition. There's a lack of political will. There's a lack of investment. And the one thing there isn't a lack of is a lack of investment.
I mean, what is it, 20 billion? A lack of investment, that doesn't seem to actually be the problem. And there must be more to it than a lack of ambition, because they're not even hitting the targets that they have set. And there must be more to it as well than just bureaucracy and red tape. There's obviously more fundamental issues than that.
No, they are the single biggest issues. And that's not just my view. The government's own independent housing commission, made up of experts in the public and private sector who deliver homes, produced at the government's request a very detailed report. And if you look at the section of the report, for example, on social housing, they make exactly the same point I'm making, which is for far too long, central government and those two departments I mentioned have micromanaged social affordable housing delivery to such an extent that it's slowing it down. But also the Housing Commission report recommends that we need about 20% of our total housing stock to be social affordable. It's currently 10%. That would require a doubling of output, something the government has singularly ignored since that report was published. So, in fact, I do think it's too much red tape and bureaucracy. But I also am firmly of the view that it's a lack of investment. The government is not spending 20 billion euros on social affordable homes. Last year, for example, the total expenditure by local authorities, approved housing bodies and the LDA on social affordable homes was 5 billion euros. We need to double that if we're ever going to have a chance of not just tackling homelessness, which is rising, not just get local authority housing waiting lists down, but provide the tens of thousands of genuinely affordable homes that working people desperately need and right now cannot access.
The Department of Housing has said that the number of new build social homes is 41% higher than during the third quarter of this year compared to 2024. They're saying actually we're well ahead on where we were last year. We're significantly scaling up the delivery of new social homes built each year to an average of 12,000. You're saying glass half empty. They're saying glass half full. Are you being too negative? There has been significant progress in the last 12 months.
Well, first of all, in the third quarter of last year, they had a particularly bad quarter. And in the comparable quarter this year, there's 1,000 extra homes delivered. But that's only 3,000 in total this year out of a target of 10,000. So that the glass isn't even half full at this stage. And again, the 10,000 figure is too low. But look at the affordable housing, because the minister hasn't commented on that in his press release yesterday. Only 900 affordable rentals and less than 600 affordable purchase homes. I mean, is it any wonder that so many young people are considering emigrating or forced to live at home in their parents' box bedroom when the government is only delivering 563 affordable homes? And of course, many of those aren't affordable. And the problem is that if you look at all the key metrics over the last 5 years of this government, homelessness up, house prices up, rents up, and every single year they're missing their social and affordable housing targets. And in fact, one of the startling figures from yesterday's report is only 461 second-hand social housing acquisitions, key homeless prevention supports. Last year, there was 1,540. Is it any wonder that we have more children in emergency accommodation this Christmas than ever before? If the government thinks that's progress, they have a very different definition of progress than I do.
One of the things that's stopping more housing being built is objections in the planning system. And Sinn Féin, like every other party, is not behind the door in objecting to applying permission for new developments. Is that something that you need to reconsider?
Well, first of all, I mean, I've never objected to a housing
plenty of people
project,
in your party
social,
have.
Social or affordable. People make planning observations and they're entitled to. They don't delay the delivery of the homes. In fact, in many cases when people make observations, they don't, because local authorities are statutorily bound to make their decisions within a set period of time, no matter how many observations
they
make.
I mean, there's been judicial reviews taken and with politicians involved as well.
Well, I'm not aware of any judicial review ever taken by a Sinn Féin elected politician during my time. And look, judicial reviews are taken, there's no doubt about that. And I've long argued that the way we address that, one, is to clean up the planning law, something government keeps making a mess of, but also ensure there's enough staff in our planning authorities and in the courts to expedite those things more quickly. But right now in Dublin, we have a planning permission for 40 or 50,000 homes that aren't even being built. If you look at the social affordable housing pipeline, the problem isn't planning. The problem is red tape, bureaucracy and lack of investment. So until the government accepts key recommendations from its own Housing Commission report in terms of the scale of ambition that's required and the radical reform that's needed, this problem is going to continue to get worse. And my problem with the issue around planning is it seems the government wants to blame everybody else when the problem is their failures and their lack of ambition to tackle this housing crisis.
Eoghan Brent, Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.